And we're live, Off-Road Garage Podcast. I'm Jason, with me as always, my good buddy Jim.
Good evening, what's going on?
And, well, going off our most recent meme, which would be, was it Tuesday? I think?
Technically, yeah, it's still Tuesday, yeah. it's still Tuesday.
But going off that theme, because it did rub me the wrong way when I saw that guy, I want to talk about what hurts the off-road community and what helps the off-road community. And the number one thing on my list is individuals who insist on driving down a legal roadway, not a trail, not a two-track, not a seasonal road. I'm talking about concrete, yellow-painted line with all the light bars on.
All light bars on.
How much does that bother you?
It bugs the heck out of me. I'll admit I use mine on the road a lot, but when I'm driving to work in the dark.
Isn't yours kind of technically because it's below the headlights?
Still over, it's not dot approved.
Okay.
So it's still over the lumen output. There's a throw. Yeah. That's a lot, like a footage that's allowed and a brightness, okay. And a wattage that's allowed.
Okay.
But I use mine on country roads.
But just to be clear, you don't have the over the top of the windshield giant
12-inch bar.
Right. Yep. It's questionably, I would say question. Like if I saw it, I'd be like, oh, okay. That doesn't bother me because it's pointed low.
Yep.
And
so I use mine just so I'm smack deer on the way to work. That's kind of my concern. But if if I see a car coming like two hills over, yeah, I'll kill it.
Yeah, I'm talking about in the city, where there's street lights, and in the case of the picture we posted, it was during the day.
That was.
I appreciate your safety. I'm glad you want people to see you.
That was like two in the afternoon. We're going to pick your kid up from the football game.
I know. It looked horrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the? The other thing that drives me nuts is the multicolored LED headlights.
Yep.
Especially when they're red or blue, and like any other inexpensive LED light, when it goes bad, it blinks and flickers. You're just asking for trouble, and you make the community as a whole look like clowns.
Right. So the, and I mean, I hate to be the fun police, I guess, but if you Google something, like when you're going to put your car together, your truck together, type in MCL and then headlights, or MCL and lift.
Right.
Michigan MCL stands for Michigan Compiled Law. If you Google that, it's pretty straightforward. It'll take you right to the page and tell you what the law says.
And if you're in other states, I assume there's got to be the similar page.
And you can just type in Ohio law for headlights, and it'll take you someplace. Yes. But like the only colors legal on a vehicle are white, amber, and red. And red has to be rear-facing, unless you're a fire truck.
Right. Right. Are you a fire truck?
No.
So
get out of the green's fire technically for military.
And plow trucks. I think MDOT's doing it now. Yeah. Emergency vehicles are running some green lights now.
Allegedly, it's the spectrum light is seen better in the green spectrum than the reds and the blues.
Right.
That's the allegations.
As far as I know, that is limited to special use
vehicles. Yeah, you have to be, like the turnaround thing, it says authorized vehicles only.
Yeah.
Same thing for the lights.
Yeah, it applies to, great, I suppose it's your thing. It probably looks great at the parking lot, at the nearest
show and shine,
show and shine wing chop meet and greet.
Right,
but please turn them off when you're going down the road.
Right,
it just makes everyone look devastated. And I've been in the car with non off road people, and there's one of your Jeep buddies driving with the lights on. Yep. You know, and I'm like, come on, man. You know, like it just hurts the community as a whole.
And then like talking to West Michigan Jeeper today, he runs the Baja Design lights on his.
Yeah.
But he runs covers on them when he's not playing in the woods.
Oh, I think the Baja Designs, those covers, the KCs that have the covers, yep. I mean, those are awesome. Yep. And you're going to cover them, man. I'd protect them because
They're not cheap.
And I need them when I want them. And that's not going to the mall.
And I think the law is actually like anything over the headlights must be covered. I think it's like a 24-inch rule.
I believe you are correct.
But I think 24 inches is kind of out of the question because your ZJ and my JK are both above 24 inches to the headlight.
Yeah.
So, and then anything below the headlights can be uncovered. So typically it's where your fogs are at.
Yeah.
But it's super annoying, especially like you said. I mean, I've seen the guy we saw together with
the whole array, bar. Like the whole package deal.
Yeah. I saw a girl driving with an XJ in a snowstorm and had them all on because it was dark and they wanted to be able to see.
Doesn't help.
it doesn't help. It was actually blinding her and then blinding us driving at her.
Right.
We were all going to Taco Bell. And I pulled in behind her in my Jeep. She's like, nice Jeep. I'm like, you got a cool Jeep too. Can you kill them giant lights? Because I can't see nothing when I'm coming at you. Like,
I thought I was being abducted by a UFO. Yeah.
So they don't help. Like, they don't help in fog or snow. I'll admit, I love being the guy like in the backwoods on like a dirt road in the country playing Star Wars.
Right, yeah.
Because you click them on and it's like, yeah, warp speed.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. But that's the perfect idea for it. I guess if you're in a rural road or you're somewhere where there's no other cars around and it's for your own safety, I won't argue that.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was daytime. And in certain times in the city, there's street lights. Yep. You don't need all the lumens.
You live in
turn off the lumens.
Populated enough area, I don't really see a need for them here at all.
Yes. No. Although, and it just really ruined it.
Like, you picked a topic for today, man.
I was agitated.
I listened to Doughboy Cash Outs the whole way over here to get mad enough to be fired up.
Agitated? We're just going to fight about it. What else drives you nuts?
I was slinging dope the whole way here.
Nice. Oh, man. The other thing that drives me nuts is, I wish people would just stick to the tread lightly. Don't go where you're not supposed to go and tear stuff up.
So that was kind of my big one. Like, a lot of the other stuff is nickel dime, like, in a way. I can understand, like, you paid $2,000 for your light bar and you want to show it off. Like, I get it. I hate it, but I understand.
Right. But in the same sense, right, the common person, the non-off-roader, doesn't know you spent that much for your light bar.
Doesn't care.
You just, it doesn't matter if you spent $10 or $2,000, you still look like a clown.
Yep, for sure. Tread lightly is huge with me. I mean, I've done trail maintenance for Great Lake four-wheel drive a lot.
Yeah.
So going out and keeping the trails up. And I think that, at least for me, the tread lightly is more than one aspect. Because out here we've got enough cornfields and stuff. You see the dudes in the square bodies go out there and tear up the cornfield. Well, that's affecting somebody's livelihood.
Yeah.
That's affecting our reputation because all they see is my JK on 37-inch mud tires.
That you must have been the one.
Yeah.
You must have been one tearing up my field or going through my backyard or my hunting property.
Which is the same thing with any of our buddies that are followers on here that have big trucks, big tires.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he must have done it.
You're guilty by association at least. Right? And you must know the guy.
Like, I drive a dirt road to work every day, so my Jeep is constantly muddy.
Right.
So if you see my muddy Jeep with mud tires and then you see it
parked at the gas station and you're looking for the dude who just ran through your field.
Right. And you're going to be like, oh, it must be him. No, bro, this is just from driving to work. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. But
super annoying. And that's what affects the sport. We don't have a lot of the land that Moab has, that Colorado has, which is wide open spaces, Arizona.
Yeah, I think the East Coast in general is generally limited. Right. I know there are states that are much worse off than we are.
Right.
And it hurts them even more. And they're even more limited, so you have the...
Right, but you can get a trail shut down in Arizona by being a butthead.
Oh, absolutely.
You're out there dumping trash.
Yeah.
But it seems a little bit easier here because it's restricted. You know, it's smaller areas. And not to mention, we have such a large hunting community. Mm-hmm. Mountain biking community. People are always out in the woods in Michigan.
It is. And it kind of, I feel like it's almost to a point where it's almost getting a little overcrowded. In certain areas, you're always kind of, follow the pages, it almost seems like we're always stepping on each other's toes, right?
For sure.
You got like the Jeep, off-road, whatever you
want to
call it.
Full-size users.
Right, full-size user community.
Yep.
All right, now we're like battling the snowmobile community. Mm-hmm. Which I like that too. That's an awesome thing. But they're like, oh, we these are our trails. No, these are general use trails. You know, that's always going on. Then you have the hunting season come into play.
Right.
And they're like, no, you can't four wheel between this time and this time. So that's what I'm hunting. It's like always a juggle of who's allowed on that trail when.
And you know, I ride dirt bikes.
Yeah. And that's a whole nother.
It's a whole nother because, like, we get in wars with the side by side guys.
Right.
Because of the way they drive the side-by-side, because of just they're wider, they're bigger, so it mats the trail down more. I like single track. I like 24-inch wide trails.
The dedicated dirt bike trail. Because then they have, the ATV trails, which are 54?
We have MCCT, which is the Michigan Cross Country Cycle Trail.
But you have those are great trails. They go across, the whole state.
Yeah, but those are 24-inch wide trails.
Yes.
The next one up, I think, is either 54 or 60.
Okay.
And the next one up is 72. 72 is a full-size unit.
Yes. Yeah, that's general.
So bikes can go on everything.
Yeah.
And if you're plated, you can go on everything, including cement, right?
Yeah.
Quads can go on the ATV trails and the ORV routes.
Correct.
Or the ORV trails, ORV routes, but not on the MCCT trails.
Yes.
So a lot of the places that actually have an MCCT trail system will have a sister ORV trail next to it, mm-hmm. and it'll be similar. Like, we're going to end up at the same road crossing, right. but your trail's quad width and mine's handlebar width
yes.
and dirt bike.
And the, I think the level, like, the trail's groomed for enjoyment for each.
Yes.
Right? Because I've accidentally found myself on a MCC trail mm-hmm. on an ATV. Wasn't fun.
No, terrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And likewise, I've been on dirt biking. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, this is okay, but it's not as fun as...
And so. I guess for, like, the people that might not know that are from out of the area, we have to buy the ORV stickers in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sticker that allows you to go play in the woods, basically, without being right. taken in by the DNR.
Yes.
Those funds, a lot of those funds actually go back to local clubs mm-hmm. to pay for maintenance. So if there's nobody doing, say, like, in our area, Rose City, where I go riding a lot, if there's no club doing trail maintenance on the MCCT trails,
yeah.
Then they go unsigned properly. And that's how quad guys accidentally end up on the wrong trails, mess up the trail systems, and there becomes a whole war, especially if you're a new yeah. quad rider
yeah.
and don't know the area. Like, I know the area very well yeah. up there. I know where the trail splits.
Right.
You and coming up and saying, hey, I'll meet you at your place, I'm going to take the trail in, you might not know where the how to get to the place legally.
Yeah.
Then there's also the people who just don't care.
Then there's those too. And I think there are those who are just uninformed. And I've heard that argument too, whether it becomes whether you buy a new TRD off-road Tacoma or a Rubicon Jeep or whatever off-road purpose vehicle or an ATV dirt bike for that reason. You know what I mean? It's like, I've heard that argument. It's like, how come they just let you kind of walk out the door with, like, no information
right.
of where you can take this vehicle? I mean, I can understand the car dealer. The car dealer guy isn't going to tell you.
He don't care.
He just no. is happy he made his commission. And that's on you to do your thing. But I would like, it would be nice if, and maybe they do now. I don't know. I haven't bought an ATV or dirt bike in a long time. But the dealership to, like, here's a map. Here's where you can go. These are, you know, let me take a highlighter out real quick. These are the trails
right.
that you need to stick to.
Right.
And with all the apps and everything, I think almost everyone has, like, a GPS off-road mapping system of some kind now. Some are free. I think Polaris, don't quote me, has a free one.
Ride, something Ride.
Yeah.
Ride Command, maybe.
Right. I think that's it. And, it's got quite a good amount of trails on it.
Rambler's got it. You can get all the other mapping systems. But, yeah. So, I mean, that's one
you
of
don't
those
have,
things.
I guess what I was going with is you don't have an excuse.
No.
To not know what trail you're on
well,
anymore.
That's one of those things we talked about, though, where it can be a firearm, a vehicle, mm-hmm. a bottle of liquor. You're going to get the guy who's going to sell it to you to make profit, or the guy who's actually truly passionate about it. So, like, if you go to the right Jeep dealership and you run
you're
into
going to have the guy who's got all three going down the trail.
Right. Right. You run into a guy that's a Jeep Club member, a Great Lakes 4-Wheel Drive supporter, a United 4-Wheel Drive supporter, Blue Ribbon Coalition
yeah.
supporter. He's going to be like, hey, welcome to the Jeep family. Here's some cool maps. Here's some clubs to check
right.
out.
Yeah, here's where we're going next weekend. Yeah. Why don't you join us? We'll take you down
the
trail. Because,
like, if I was at a dealership, I would make a million friends. I would probably never
absolutely.
Sell a truck to be talking about one guy for an hour.
Absolutely.
About.
Yeah, I feel like I would be like...
terrible.
Whatever off-road model
yeah.
that they sell, I'd be like, yeah.
You need
like
this.
You're here for one of those? Go talk to the
Go talk to Jim, yeah.
Go talk to Jim over there.
Because when I was looking
at... We know more than we
do. When I bought my 11, I went in and I was like, hey... You know, can I get this option with this vehicle? And the guy said, why don't you just buy the Rubicon? I'm like, I don't want to pay the extra money for the Rubicon knowing I'm taking the lockers out to put in other lockers.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, why would you do that? I'm like, can I talk to somebody who understands vehicles? Like,
yeah.
you're here
yeah,
to
yeah,
sell
yeah.
me a car. I want to talk to somebody who understands what I need and we can build the truck that I need.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't know that the 11s had an option for a power inverter built into the JKs
oh, okay.
in the back.
Yeah,
that
would have
been
cool.
awesome for, like, the fridges.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. The guy didn't care. He's like, oh, I got a guy here who needs to buy a car because his truck's messed up.
right.
You know, and he likes the brown one.
Right.
Sold. I got
finally.
One. I got
finally.
One brown one. This guy's buying it.
Finally. It's so hard to get the...
So, yeah, as far as, like, the tread lightly thing, it's huge for me because,
yes.
like, I know how much work it is to
yeah,
get the trails
back.
Yeah,
you know where it all goes. Yeah. You've done a lot of trail maintenance.
And actually, the last couple of years, I've been falling out of it just because it's time consuming. It's hard to find groups to go with. So we were doing like 40 miles of trail.
Yeah,
that's a day, you know. And that's just to make sure signs. All you gotta do for trail maintenance is signage and brushing.
Mm-hmm.
But we would go the extra mile and take out garbage,
yeah.
stuff like that. And I saw Wicked Jeeps did it recently where they took out like
yeah.
truckloads of garbage.
Yeah, and who did it out west for the? I saw a post. Someone out west
was it
Tiered? It did a big, like, desert cleanup. And
oh,
I thought it was awesome, man.
They did it Joshua Tree with Reach for Dirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, man, that is impressive. You guys out there get, like, dumpsters.
Yeah.
dumpsters. I mean, like, the stuff you guys must find is mind-blowing to me. I think we still find, what was it, Hot Tub in the Woods. I mean, just crazy stuff. Like, you took the time to drag this all the way out there to just throw it in the woods. Yep. Again, ruining it for everyone else.
Right. And that's, the problem is a lot of these people that do that aren't wheelers.
No, they don't care.
They're either local.
They probably hate it anyway, and no one probably will shut it down. Yeah. And then they don't have to hear the traffic by
Then they've got, you know, I was up there for deer hunt season, of course, and there's people that lay claim to property that's not theirs because they're up there. I'm like, well, it's not. Yeah. That's not how it works.
Like, you know, like every year my property line goes out another couple hundred feet. A little wider. Yeah. A little wider.
So that's definitely a pet peeve of mine, especially knowing where the funds go, especially knowing now that the funds are, it's not cheap. It's like $35 a vehicle now.
Yeah.
Because you got to buy two tags. There's a tag for only for park use. There's a tag if you want to use all the trail systems, but you got to have both to use trail systems.
And then what's the one for the license plate? Is it the parks one?
That only gets you into like state parks.
Yeah, but sometimes you need that to just go park.
Yeah.
So is it like Silver Lake, I think? Don't
you got to have that to get in, yeah, because it's a state park.
Like for me, if I want to take the truck or trailer, I need that to park in the park.
Yep.
And then I need the RV tags on the ZJ. Like if I, yep. if I, yeah.
Yeah. But then... You're also looking at, like, for me, I've got the JK, the TJ, her TJ, her Colorado, because some trails, some even some two tracks, you got to have it.
Yeah.
Three dirt bikes. So I'm looking at $300 in licensing to go play. To be legal. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not doing it every day.
So that's, like, for me, knowing that the prices are going up and knowing that the money's going back to clubs, that's a pet peeve, man. Like, keep the trails clean. Keep the trails open. Even if it's not your water bottle on the road, pick it up, bro.
Right.
Like, it doesn't hurt nothing to pick it up, especially if you're in a vehicle. Like, I understand more if you're on a dirt bike and you have limited space.
Well, and you're usually not just putting long. You're usually going at a pretty good clip.
But if you're in a vehicle and you see something, you can pick it up. Dude, pick it up, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a pet peeve of mine. And to go hand in hand with that pet peeve is the people who like to drink on the trail.
Yes.
I know in some places it seems to be, like, normal.
Commonplace.
Especially, like, I've seen it a lot in some of the Facebook groups more out to the out west and down south.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are there. I can only assume. But it's just not a good idea. From a liability sense. And the fact that, just like the side-by-side guys, I give it to you guys. Anyone listening who rocks those things, I'm jealous. Those things are fast as shit. Yeah. Like, I want one in a bad way, but I know myself better. It's just probably not a good
idea.
Not
have one, yeah.
But to mix that, I mean, I like to have a good time too, as you can probably hear, we're having a good time as we record these just about every time.
Yep.
But, you know, we're not trying to do 100 miles an hour between the pines. That just does not equal a good time. And
well, that's when you start to see, though, it goes hand in hand with the tread lightly because you start to get all the beer bottles thrown out, the beer cans thrown out on the side of the trucks. Right. They don't put them in the back. They don't keep them.
Right.
You know, and now you're drinking and driving, basically, in no uncertain terms.
Yeah.
And seeing how a lot of the trails are multi-use.
Yeah.
If you're in a Jeep and I'm on my bike and we collide, you're probably gonna win.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of a bad situation to be in. If I'm on my bike drunk, it's even worse because I have to go fast to stay upright. You know, especially
it's
in the
science.
Sand. Especially in the sand. You've got to go fast on the
sand. Absolutely.
But at some point your reaction times are
impaired. I've never been a fan of two wheels on sand.
I love it.
It's never equaled that well for me.
But I mean, as you can tell, like you said, I mean, I enjoy to have a drink here and there, but I separate that from if we're done riding for the day.
Absolutely.
Let's pour one out.
That's when the time, man, because that's when you want to have the good stories and you want to hang around the bonfire.
Yeah, you see Jim hit that tree at 40. Oh, God, that was awesome.
Dude, got you in that turn, bro. Yeah. Dude, like I said, it never worked out well for me. I might, if you hand me a dirt bike and I see a sandy trail, I might as well just lay down and look at the sky now.
Just go ahead and roll around and get sandy and call it good.
I'm just going to lay here. I'll just wait for you guys to get back, because otherwise you'll be carrying me here anyway.
So, like, for me, I've always hurt myself on quads. I run my legs over, because I've been riding bikes for so long, I try to put my leg out and turn, run my leg over, roll the quad.
No.
I can get away from my bike.
You got to get the body lean going.
I can get away from my bike.
Get the drift going. That was my thing.
Yeah?
That was my favorite.
I remember that time we went up to your place.
Oh,
and you were tearing up the fire roads.
Oh, I think the GPS said something ridiculous for average speed.
Like,
I'm not even going to repeat it.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
It was dumb.
And we were burning through fuel. I mean, race gas.
Oh.
Like crazy.
No. Oh, it was... That was a good time, though.
Yeah.
I forget how long the loop is now. It was a good stretch. All wide.
Yeah.
I mean, still trees on both sides, but it was... what, 72-inch cut?
Easy.
Easy. Bigger than that.
Because most of my stuff was fourth gear tapped going into fifth.
Yeah, I was in sixth gear and looking for seventh, and there it wasn't there. Like, I kept hitting it, and I was like, oh, no. Yes, just...
You know, but that's, and that sort of comes down to the place, too, where, okay, we're being a little bit reckless, probably.
We were a little younger
at
the time.
But even when we saw groups of quads coming at us, we'd pull over.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Everybody, respectful. I don't know if this is not a thing anymore, but when you taught the hand signs.
Yes.
Like five behind me.
Yeah.
Two behind me. Last guy. The fist for last guy. And the numbers.
It's been a long time since I've had to do it, I guess.
So I've used it, I think it's, and got really weird looks lately. Like, because I ride with my buddy Eric all the time. Yeah. Single tracking. Yeah. And I'll be like, you know, there's two of us. And you see looking at me like, peace to you too, brother. I'm like, no, there's two guys behind me.
Right. Yeah, and I think, somewhere along the way it changed. I don't know where.
I don't know. I mean, if I got to stop and FaceTime them, like, hey guys, TikTok app says there's one behind me.
Like, I'm on the face space and it says.
But, you know, that's, you know, just some of that common courtesy stuff that used to be huge. Like, when I was growing up, that's what we were taught. If you're riding two and there's a group of 10, you know, move over, stop, give them the two sign, let the 10 go by, you can get back on the trail.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, too, because I always hear that, like, that whole business aspect of, I don't know if it's true or not, and I don't know if it really applies to, like, ATVs and dirt bikes, I mean, some of those, but, like, the younger generation,
okay,
you know, there doesn't seem to be as much interest. I know, like, motorcycle sales are down.
Right.
You know, so I'm wondering if that feeds through, but for some reason, it just doesn't, I don't know, it's just somewhere along the way, you're right, it's just the rules of the road, kind of, or the trail disappeared a little bit.
I'm willing to bet if motorcycle sales are down, dirt bike sales are down.
I would think.
Because there's no Wi-Fi in the woods.
No. It's really hard to update, you know.
Book face.
Yeah, my book face.
So.
My Insta snap.
You know, but then there's times when I'm up north going to ride, and it seems like the whole world's going to ride that day. And there's other times you go up there, and it's like, you don't see another bike, another track. Yeah. There's no disturbed rocks in the trail.
Right. Like, have you ever been, like, I know you've probably been someplace where, like, the dudes are unloading, and you could tell, like, they just bought them. Like, did you guys just win the special? You know, it's like two dirt bikes and a trailer for $199 a month. Yeah. They still have those.
Buddy deal. Yeah, the buddy deal.
Yeah. Remember those?
Yeah. I still keep looking for one because I still want another KTM. I'm trying to sucker a buddy to buy two with me. You know, buy another bike to go ride.
It's just missing two more wheels.
Yeah.
I still got all the gear. I, like, it's in the closet, and I, like, walk by it all the time. Like,
the one thing that
I just
really
got to build the CJ to where I need a helmet.
Really draws me to the bike world is that I can take it. If I can plate it, I can take it anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I can run it from Rose City to Luzerne or Lupton and get food.
Yeah.
Hop back on the trail. Not worry about, oh, hell, because a lot of the trails by me end, and it'll say, must have Michigan license plate beyond this point.
Yeah.
Cool. My bike does.
Yeah.
Where your quad, you can never plate a quad.
Nope.
You can get some razors plated. I know they're starting to reopen that back up, but.
Yeah, that was interesting that they had them for a while, and then they went away. This is for Michigan. I mean, I think out west,
some places are still legal.
Still legal, and you guys are kind of lucky on that aspect. And I think in those places, though, it's still reasonable, whereas around here, it was, you had individuals who decided to buy a side-by-side and then make it their daily, and they're in, like, downtown traffic.
Right.
Or they're ripping up downtown city streets. And it's like, that's not the place. And again, then we ruined it.
Right.
And then they were no longer legal. You couldn't make them street legal. And now it's kind of going back.
Well, they were legal, and I had one. I'd be driving over here for podcasts, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
We'd be bumping.
But we're still rural.
Rural enough, yeah.
Away.
This isn't like Grand Rapids, Ann Arbor, Detroit.
Right, yeah. You know, and I'm talking about Metro Detroit, not downtown Detroit necessarily. They have their own issues with
bike life. Bike life, baby, yeah.
Then that's a whole other story. I won't get into that. Like, I'm like, that's like, I don't know, was that a DMX video or something?
Yeah,
it was
for sure.
Aggressive. Anyway, that's a different story. But, you know, that's just like down, that's, there's a time and place. And people ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
And ruined it for those who probably could have used it for their daily.
Yeah.
Or would have enjoyed it as their secondary vehicle.
Even like drive. Ice cream. Yeah, like to my hot rod.
Yeah.
Go get ice cream with the kids.
Yeah.
Whatever, right?
Because we got stereos inside. They got everything now. Mm-hmm. Those things are loaded. And that's not even talking about the Roxer.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother bag of worms.
And we'll see what's happening with that lawsuit they got going on, too.
I didn't hear about that.
They got sued by Chrysler, and the judge said it looks too much like a Jeep, and they might have to redo the front end of it. Yeah.
But I thought they had the
It came out like 2 days ago.
For a CJ?
I didn't read it because...
That's interesting.
I knew I wasn't going to buy one anytime soon, so...
Man, I don't know. I guess I was under the impression that they... obviously, it was way off. I was under the impression they had an agreement with...
FCA,
because they had the original CJ patent. Because they've been making CJs, quote-unquote, in, like, the Philippines and...
For years, right. I don't know. I mean, it came out a couple days ago. It was on a couple of Jeep pages I follow in the book, and...
I mean, a lot of people, I think, were doing it, though. I think they weren't they just, like, kind of putting the seat... Because they made, someone was making, like, a CJ swap grill.
Yep. Because I think the five stuff fits it.
Yeah, and then you were getting... and they were finding ways to make them legal. Whether they were buying a scrapped-out CJ and taking the VIN plate off it, putting on their rocks there and calling it a CJ.
Right.
Which I'm not saying I didn't think about. I'm just saying. I could just get a new CJ.
You got to get 20 grand for Roxy first.
Yeah, I'm like, not really. Because you still got to hop them up.
As far as what else bugs you, we talked about the high beams or the off-road lights on road.
Yeah.
We talked about dread lightly, which is huge for me.
Yeah, that ruins it. Well, especially by dread lightly. I mean, like, hey, I know the place behind the local, big lumber place. It's got a couple two tracks. Like, that's not where you go.
Like
don't
Ford,
go there.
Ford Monster.
Yeah, right. The old Home Depot. Yeah. Don't go there. I don't care how many buddies said it's cool, and your aunt knows the guy who knows the guy who might have owned it. It's probably not legit. Just don't.
Yeah, unless you can talk to the owner and get a note.
Right.
I wouldn't go there.
Face to face. Not your buddy 3 weeks ago got the note.
Right.
You have to have the piece of paper in your hand.
Yep.
Signed.
Johnny,
by the dude
Johnny
at
Law
the end of the street.
Can't take your whip for trespass.
And make sure that the guy you talk to actually owns that property. Yeah. Not, well, I lived next to it for 20 years. Yeah. No, doesn't count.
Doesn't count. You got to be your property.
Yes, your property.
So that tread lightly kind of goes into, I'm also talking about though, like, hey, here's a hill on a legal trail. It looks kind of rutted out. I wonder if I can make it into a drive. And then just stand on it. And see what happens.
Yeah, and you bury just absolute ruts in it.
Yeah, that's just as bad.
Yeah.
As anything else. And not to mention, a lot of the Michigan trails are supposedly passable by two-wheel drive vehicles by definition.
Right.
So if you go out there and rut it up with 37-inch KM3s or 37-inch Swamper SSRs or Boggers.
And that's... it's like the... Oh, that is truly the hard part. Because like part of me is like, man, I want to go forward. I want to have a challenge. I want to test my vehicle. I want to test my skills. But, yeah, you're right. Technically, I should be able to drive, Grandma's Grand Marquis down there and be fine. So, yeah, I mean, I see it both ways, but, yeah, I don't agree. I think...
And there's a lot of groups that are...
You shouldn't tear stuff up to tear stuff up.
So, when I was more active with Great Lakes Four-Wheel Drive Association a few years ago, like 5 years ago now, there was a lot of guys pushing, like, hey, DNR officer, hey, trail maintenance supervisor. Come with us.
Mm-hmm.
We want to show you what these vehicles are capable of. We want to show you the trail system we want to have.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some movement with that where guys were getting people to come out and be like, yeah, I'm on 37-inch IROX. I'm locked on 60s. I've got a 6-liter V8.
Yeah.
The trees that you want me to cut out of the trail on the ground that are laying across the trail, I want them there because they're fun.
Right.
And the DNR was seen as like, no, they're an obstruction because the Cadillacs can't make it.
Right.
Yeah.
It would be nice if, like, the DNR and the RV trail system saw it more like an off-road park. You know, where they always have, like, the green, the blue, and the black diamond. You know, if those were the trails that were marked, that'd be great. But, I mean, I get it. There's not enough land for that. There's not enough land for every trail to
just
have.
Just two. Like, the must
you're
be.
Either, you're either Grand Marquis or.
Or truck.
Double black diamond.
And, you know, because there's stuff
44-inch boggers.
There's stuff that I've had troubles with on my TJ on 31s when I had it that was supposedly passable by a two-wheel drive vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, supposedly.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at a map and you're out there in your Subaru or your Grand Marquis tooling around and you get buried because somebody didn't tread lightly.
Well, I also blame the Grand Marquis for not looking ahead and knowing your limits.
Yeah.
As for anyone, know your limits. That would be helpful.
That's something to be said for that, but I'd like the DNR to realize that some of us don't want to drive to Moab every weekend, or don't want to drive to Wind Rock, or don't want to. Michigan's a beautiful state.
Absolutely,
give me some trails. Oh,
the only thing I think we said it before. The only thing we're missing is a mountain.
Yeah,
if we had a mountain, golden.
We want a north, but way up north.
Is it still a mountain?
Porcupine.
Is it kind of a mountain?
Okay, I mean, they're mountain range by definition, I guess.
Is there snow on the top? Right now? We've been through the mountains, bro.
Right now, probably.
Anyone out by the mountains right now is less than like years away. That's not a mountain. Yeah, that's a hill.
That's a hill.
Unless it's got no trees and a snow cap.
Yeah, drive through Grand Junction and tell me you got a mountain.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I wish there was a way we could understand, like, we'd love a challenge here and there. Like, it doesn't have to be crazy.
Well, and I think Drummond Island has got a good number of challenging trails, but I think those are getting torn up too because they were good, and then it seems like people like to just think they're like rock bouncing and just not like, dude, you're just tearing it up. Or if anything, you're eroding it to the point where it's not even a challenge because the ledge is all eroded away and now it's
Then the DNR will close it
right
for rehabilitation.
Yeah,
and then we don't get to use it for 10 or 15 years.
So
if ever
stop doing that.
Yeah.
If you can't make it, try another line. Or this is a bulge. I'm gonna throw it out there. You ready for this one? It's crazy. Okay. It's a crazy theory. Pull the line off that expensive piece of winch you put on the front bumper and give yourself a little tuggy up.
Do you have one? I don't have one.
Well then you just got a rock bounce. Jim. If you have that ability, use it.
No one to call it.
Right. You know, no one to just not tear stuff up.
Because like you said, I mean, for us,
you break your stuff, you break the trail, you break it for everyone else.
Well, that's something to think about, too. You break your T-case open on some of our trails, and it goes into our freshwater system, which is like one of the best freshwater systems in the, like, ever.
Right. Yeah. Freshwater's bottled here.
You're killing my trout that I like to fish for, and I mean...
Yeah.
Like, be a responsible steward of the sport.
It's not how rainbow trout got their name.
No.
The oil rainbow going down the river.
So, I mean, so much of it's about being a steward of...
Yeah.
You know, that's why, like, even when I'm out in my Jeep in town, if I see a new Jeep owner or a new TRD owner or a new Lexus owner, and they want to talk about off-roading, I give them a couple minutes of my time.
Absolutely.
Because they look at me, I jump out with a beard and a flannel with boots on and a muddy Jeep, and they're like, that guy knows a thing or two about off-roading.
He knows where to go.
Yeah.
He knows where to have a good time.
And when I tell them, I go 2 hours north at a minimum, they're like,
I jump out of the ZJ, and everyone's like, freaking hillbilly.
Yeah. But they're like, seriously? There's no place close? I'm like, yeah, you can go to the mountains, you can go to Rocks and Valleys, you can go to Bundy Hill, or you can go up north and find a trail.
Yeah.
But there's a farm field with two-track. No, you better call that farmer.
No. Yeah. Unless, you know. Don't. Just don't.
So.
He's going to tell you no. Because if he tells you yes.
They're going to see the trail get more worn. Yeah.
And then he ain't going to be able to get through there with his tractor.
Right.
And that's just infecting his livelihood. And just the cycle continues.
And I guess in that...
Go where it's legal.
In that vein, that tread lightly vein, use a tree saver if you're going to use a winch. Don't put the cable around the trees. Because once you ring cut a tree, it's dead.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to use sticks for traction, try not to have to cut down a live tree. Like, just try to be a good steward.
Right.
Yeah. Because the problem is, as you said it before, everybody's at odds with everybody.
Yeah.
And if the backpackers, which I backpack and hike as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they see me out there hacking down a live tree to stuff under my tires to drive up a hill, they're going to call their congressperson and say, hey, I'm sick of having the off-roaders in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing is if you leave a tree in the road that used for a stump, that used for traction, and a dirt biker hits it at 30.
Or a snowmobiler in the winter.
Yeah. If you leave a trench from your 40-inch tires for a snowmobiler hit at 100 miles an hour.
Bad things happen. And then they complain. It's just, And everyone, in every community, you just get along.
Yeah. And like you said, I don't snowmobile, but I understand the importance of it. I know guys love it.
It's pretty fun.
It's also a huge moneymaker. For a lot of those towns that shut down to tourists, except for snowmobilers.
Right. Some of those, local eateries.
Yeah.
That's their livelihood. There's nowhere else to go.
The Clear Lake Bar off of Rose City Road and M33 up there, Fairview Road up there.
Right. That's their livelihood.
They have a snowmobile
trail. They probably drove to work in a snowmobile because...
The trailhead starts in their driveway.
Yeah.
So you can go there, eat, and then go ride.
That's awesome.
Without snowmobilers, they're not getting any money in the wintertime, which means they're going to have to close eventually in the summertime because they can't afford to keep it open.
Right.
That's why Silver Lake shuts down in the wintertime because there's nobody out there in snowmobiles.
That'd be pretty rad on a snowmobile.
I think it'd be kind of sketchy. You hit one of those hills at 100.
I mean, no different than hitting it on a dirt bike at 100.
It's harder to get to 100 on a dirt bike, though,
I think. That's true. I mean, it's fun until it's not.
So anything else we got?
We should end on a good note, though. What's a good note?
So for a good note, what I'm starting to see that's really positive is groups of people coming together, even people that aren't clubs. So like you and me going out with a rental U-Haul and taking garbage out of the trail. Because with social media now, we can take four pictures of that and hashtag Tread Lightly, Great Lakes Four-Wheel Drive Association, Blue Ribbon Coalition, and they're going to post it and be like, look what these guys are doing.
Yeah,
to keep
and then everyone else is like, I want to get tagged.
Yeah.
I want to get in on that.
You know, and I see people do it as a competition, like even for something as stupid as winner doesn't have to buy beer that night.
Yeah.
Who gets the most stuff out? You know, that stuff's great. The Toys for Tots stuff is great.
Yes.
I don't know who did this, but I saw it recently. I follow a guy. He goes by Life Viewed from the Driver's Seat on Instagram.
I feel like that sounds
cool. He drives an orange CJ5 on 35-inch
loggers. Yeah.
They were doing something with underprivileged kids.
Okay.
Where they were throwing an underprivileged kid in the front seat of a truck and taking him on an off-road course.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. So some of these kids have never seen a built rig.
Yeah.
Some of these kids have never been in a, you know, some kids' parents don't even have cars.
Oh, you know my buddy Pete. You know, he took some kids from the inner city sledding.
Nice.
That's what he does in the winter. Because they don't have hills downtown. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the looks on their face. So I can only imagine, like, how that would be, like, because to certain kids, what we drive, you know, is like a monster truck.
Yeah.
Like, I've rode to 7-Eleven and had the kid, like, walk him, hold his hands, you know, holding hands with his mom, you know, like looking at, like, I just got out of Green Day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's cool for, like,
or
they point at you and you drive
Jeep,
by.
Big Jeep.
Like, yeah. Right. You know, you, I'm like, yeah.
But
that's
not for a kid who's underprivileged,
but
never
to take
had
him
that chance.
On.
Yeah.
Dude, and that just gives them a whole nother direction. You know?
Another direction, like you said,
man,
that might
that's
be the
what
thing.
I want to be. That's
we
my
talked
motivation.
About this with SEMA, with Kent. That might be the kid now that's going to be the next Ivan Stewart.
Because absolutely.
Somebody gave him a minute of time to realize this
yes.
is out there.
Yes.
You know, that might
be. The keep, next great fabricator.
That
the
might
next
keep the
great.
Kid
absolutely.
Out of prison. I mean, who
right.
knows? He might have found a, like a path of life that he didn't know was even there.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Goes
home, starts, you know, checking into fabrication, welding,
right.
off-roading.
And the same thing with
off-road
that.
Off-road racing, whatever.
Oh, he can go be a oil tech at the local Quick Lube.
Whatever.
You know, if it's what he
whatever
likes.
Puts the knockoff mud terrains on the...
What, and whatever gets him out of that lifestyle. I mean, he's in the he's in that circle.
Yeah, yeah, getting out of that.
I see a lot of clubs doing Toys for Tots drives, which is awesome. You know, like a show and
I
shine.
I love those big clubs get back. I think Ken's doing one coming up.
He
this
is.
Weekend.
The 7th, I believe.
Yeah, 7th.
Which is awesome.
So
I
if
mean,
you're in the Lansing, St. John's area,
yeah.
Look for Ken's Car Care.
He'll probably
Dr. Death Wobble. I think he's posting some
check
stuff.
On the gram.
Yeah, he's doing the...
So I think anything we can do to give back to the community...
It definitely helps.
And I think having open dialogue... You know, because we joke between ourselves of, still going to send it. Just going to send it.
Absolutely, yes.
But being able to have the open dialogue with, like, somebody who's a hiker.
Yes.
Who doesn't like the noise or the mud tires.
Well, just like Moab, we made that mountain biker's day
yeah.
when we handed him a cold water.
Yeah. And he was like, you guys are crazy. And we're like, you're crazy.
Yeah, right. You're riding a bike.
Yeah. But that open dialogue.
I assume you just can't afford a Jeep. But we both know that mountain bike costs way more than a Jeep did.
If we had been in front of him spinning tires and chucking rocks at him, we wouldn't have had a dialogue.
No,
and he could be at the next meeting.
He would have posted something else on his next Instagram post.
He could be on the Mountain Biker Association right now. Like, hey, I met a group of guys in a Jeep,
right.
and you know, I hate Jeeps on our trails, but they were clean, they were neat, they were polite, they gave me water.
Yeah, I mean, he probably would have took a picture with us.
Yeah.
I'm like, these guys are awesome. Like, yeah, dude, I mean,
so
you're awesome.
Just giving back, and like the same thing when if you're in Michigan on November 14th or 15th, and you see a guy walking through the woods in orange, he's probably hunting.
Yes.
Maybe don't rev your engine when you go by or blow your horn.
Right,
or,
yeah.
You know,
don't bounce it off the rev limiter trying to make it up the hill.
Hunters
make it into
pay a lot of money to get out in the woods.
And some of them, that's their, you know, that's their getaway. That's their vacation.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's their food.
Yeah. So it's just about being in it. Like, this is, like, pretty much my take on the world at this point.
Yeah.
Don't be a douche.
Oh, it ended with that. Don't be a douche. Yeah,
you know
not
I mean?
Exactly though. If everyone was just so much nicer to each other, we would just get along so much.
Yeah, I mean,
it would just be good.
I love hiking. I love my Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
I love dirt bikes.
Mm-hmm.
I take my Jeep as far as I can go and then I hike from there. Like that's. But if you talk to a hiker and say, hey, have you ever seen, you know, Copper Harbor on foot? And you're like, well, no, because I can't. I have to park in town and have a car. I'm like, yeah, dude, I could take my Jeep to Copper Harbor, the very tip of Michigan, and then go walk around.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, or I can section hike parts of the North Country Trail every
day. Like my cousin, Casey, to go fly fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not necessarily a Jeep guy, but it's lifted, it's out, it's set up to what he needs to get where he needs to do to go fly fishing in those remote streams that he loves to get to.
But the same thing, now he could be posting pictures of himself washing the tires in a trout stream. That's going to get him nowhere with trout, with purest trout fishermen.
Yeah. You know, look at the back of his Jeep. There's no, like, you know, off-road stickers. It's all, like...
Patagonia.
Yeah, Sims, right? It's, like, yeah, all the, we had all the fly fish. Yeah, yeah. We got to get him on the show.
You know, I love fly fishing, too, but, you know, you've got to be able to respect the waterways.
Absolutely.
And respect the private property. Like, your brother, your cousin has to know now, the next 300 feet are private property. There's a deed right-of-way to walk.
Right.
But you can't take your truck back there.
Right.
So you can't climb over the barrier in your Jeep and go to the waterway. Right.
And I think he's very educated in that. Yeah. Like I said, he uses that as a tool to get where he needs to go. And he doesn't abuse it, he's not, you know.
Be it
usually, like you, he goes out alone where it's no cell phone, you know, and getting stuck and buried and breaking an axle shaft is not going to be a good day. Because I actually had this conversation over Thanksgiving. He's like, I couldn't tell you where I was. Like, oh yeah, turn left, turn right at the fork, turn left. You're never going to find me.
No.
Even if I could get a cell phone signal to you. So.
No, and that's where, if you use it for, like I said, Jeeps are an escape for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's also
or
a tool.
Or even Toyotas, because, I mean,
yeah,
whatever it is. Yeah, full
size. For me, when I say Jeep, I mean off-road trucks.
Yes. Everyone listening. We're not brand specific.
It's just the vehicle that I have. If you're driving a square-nose F-150 on 38s and you use it to get away, hot damn. If you got have you seen the Nissan Patrol Gazelle X?
What? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
I talked to a guy at the gym today who works for Nissan, and I was like, oh, I'm big in off-road. He goes, you need to see this vehicle. Everybody, right now, pause the podcast, go Google Nissan Patrol Gazelle X and tell me it's not super cool. Anyway, back to the podcast.
And we're back.
I use it as a tool to get to my photography spots, to get to a better spot than the normal people who have, like, a car.
Mm-hmm.
And they can only get so far into the woods. I want to get to that waterfall that you can't get to.
Yeah.
And if I don't have to walk 6 miles and I can drive three of them, sweet.
Yes.
You know, so for me, it's just, it's an escape, it's a getaway, it's a tool, but you can get tools banned.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. You can easily use them wrong and just messes up.
So other than that, I mean, I think that covers, I think at least for me, like everything you do to give back is huge for us.
Yes.
Be it a toy drive, be it just showing it, letting a kid see
your
truck.
Picking up a pop bottle.
Yeah.
Picking up a garbage. Clean up after yourself.
Yeah, you can help out by picking up a pop bottle.
Don't tear up a trail.
Towing out a whole trailer full of garbage. You can, as long as you're helping to make something better.
Be positive.
Yep.
Be positive. Help everyone. Doesn't matter what you drive, ride, fly. I don't care.
Yep.
Your
Jeep, Toyota, bikes, trucks, SUVs.
Suzuki.
I don't care if you got a lifted Subaru.
Yeah.
I got hit up today by a guy who sees lifted Subarus all the
time. We're getting all the lifted Subarus. Apparently, if you like lifted Subarus, follow us because we like them too.
I
like
them.
Everything.
I'd
that's kind
of
cool.
Check a couple of them out. I've always got one.
That's kind
of
cool.
Be on the show.
I know. That's so awesome. You know, yeah, if you rock Toyota and tow a trailer, we love you too. Yeah. I mean, everything. It's
send us stickers.
It's so awesome. Yeah, you guys, if you want your stickers on the desk, you just got to send them to us.
You're waiting.
We'll slap it down.
New Holland still.
I know, New Holland. Where's my sticker? Calling you out, fool.
No,
that's it. I think
that covers it, bro.
I think so. Our rant is over.
Officially over.
Tonight.
No headlights in town. No,
flashing red and don't do the red and blue. Come on. What makes you think that's a good idea? You know the LED goes bad and you're driving down the road with blue flashing headlights.
That's the sound of the police in my hood.
Right, you might as well put a siren on it, at least run the red lights and get the benefit of it. Because you're going to go to jail. You're going to get the ticket. And it's going to make for a bad day, so just don't do it. That's my
all right, he's on a rant,
I'm off my soapbox.
I'm going to get him off the soapbox. I'll talk to you later on. Thanks for listening.
You have a good night, and later.